The work of cat cafes extends beyond the cafe environment and often includes rescue and education work. Carrie at Phoenix Cat Cafe reflects on her engagement with the local community.
I feel like this is something that we've been trying to do more recently, especially with like a few of the board members that I have. Like, we've been doing a ton more TNR, which I kind of kick myself because now we have 17 kittens between 1 and 4 weeks old. But one of my board members is super into TNR, so her and I just did a 20 cat TNR. And last, I guess it was January and February, split between, we did another 15 cat TNR. And so we're trying to, while we can't do TNR for everybody, we try to kind of show all of that. I'm trying to get better at social media. It's a struggle. But I like
try to,
I do everything though. I try to like show, you know, that side. And then we'll also do like educational events. Like, we've done like TNR, like meetup things. I will do like behavior talks here and things like that. And then a couple of like new things. I just like, I made my board like dig in a little bit more. I was like, you either get in or get out. Like, I need you to help me with projects, or I need you to move on and so I can bring somebody else in. Cause like, I want to start doing like microchip clinics and, you know, different events. Cause we've developed a lot of relationships at all the breweries down here because we've helped them with TNR. So just doing like different, those community events and things like that to kind of, yes, we can't help everything and we can't solve the cat problems of the world, but we can help show you how to do it and help give people the tools to be able to do it.